Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the use of fat in the lactation diets. It's been some recent research completed and reported on that might shed some light on this subject. One of the studies showed that when feeding supplemental fat at 1.5% of the diet dry matter, whether the fat source contained a lot of palmitic, which is a 16-carbon saturated fat, or oleic, which is an 18-carbon fat that contains one double bond. Regardless of the percentage, they saw an increase in milk production over not feeding any supplemental fat. In this case, the average increase was 5.6 pounds when they fed the supplemental fat. So as you think about that cost you might incur in feeding supplemental fat to your dairy cow, keep in mind that in early lactation, that might be worth 5.5 pounds of increased milk production. In a separate study, they broke cows down into level of production. Those cows producing less than 100 pounds of milk versus those cows that were producing more than 120 pounds of milk. They found that cows that produced more than 120 pounds of milk actually responded better to a diet that contained more oleic acid and less palmitic. However, those animals that were under 100 pounds responded to a diet higher in palmitic. So, as you look at your herd, depending on the size of your herd, might be that we need to feed different types of supplemental fat depending on the level of milk production in those groups. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to think about how they might feed supplemental fat.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.